If you're here to turn me into the hunters, please just get it over with. I'm done avoiding things. It's time to face my fate head on and just get all of this over with. Huh? You don't know who I am? Well, it's better if you don't know. My identity is merely a burden to society anyways. If I told you, you would run away scared. And I'd rather not. You seem like a nice person. I'd rather talk to someone who is kind and understanding before I die. Huh? You're not going to turn me in? Why? It is a crime to help me. Listen, I really do appreciate your kindness, but keeping me safe will bring both of us in trouble. I will get killed and you will be held responsible, and who knows what will happen. It brings a smile to my face to know that there are good people left in this world. Ever since I transitioned, I thought this world just hated me. My friends, my family, everyone left. As soon as they saw who I was, they all changed. Thought I was this monster. No, I'm still your daughter, Mama. I'm still your sister. I'm still your friend. I didn't want this to happen. I was living such a good life, too. My mother and my father were well off. My family was amazing. My friends were supportive. I was going to a good school. And then everything changed. I don't even know what happened. One day, everything just turned upside down. I tried to hide it. I tried to live this normal life. But the craving of flesh just took over. I couldn't control it. I didn't want it to take over, but it did. And here I am. Wanted for being this murderous monster. Do you understand how it feels to be hunted on the daily? Your face on newspapers. People looking for you for a cash prize. Always on the run. Always looking for someone. Someone who's willing to help me. Someone. I'm so tired of it all. I'm so tired of running. I'm so tired of accepting this. I've been hiding all this time. I've been hiding who I was when I just merely want to be accepted. I'm no different from them. I want to survive too. I want to stay alive and I want to do so much. I'm so young. I still have so much to do. Everything was stolen from me. My innocent past, the ongoing present, and my hopeful future. Everything. Please tell me. Will people accept me? I don't mean to hurt them. I can't help it. I need help. I really do. I just need some help. Please, I just... You are so kind to me. I don't know why. Thank you. I haven't felt this safe in a while. I really do appreciate everything Even though we just met, just you being here really does help. Thank you. I didn't know that people like you still existed. Those were so kind. I feel so at ease. It's strange, but it's true. God. Listen, it's not safe here. It's best if we migrate. That's our best chance of not being caught. I know a place. Here, follow me. It's not far from here. Don't worry. You know, the city is so quiet today. What's going on? Is there some kind of event or something? Ah, I see. That seems fun. Just to be around other people. Well, everyone has their preferences. A friend of mine, a past friend of mine, used to hate crowds. He would always stay home and just invite a few people over. The good old days. Hopefully he's doing all right. I still care about him. You have people you care about, right? You know, those people who just... you want the best for, and... you don't ever want them to leave your side. He was one of them. Sadly, he got scared off, too. He wasn't angry at me. His eyes were filled with fear. But the last words he told me was, "God bless you." And that was it. He ran. So far, so fast. Haven't heard from him since. I can understand why he was afraid. If he saw this thing in front of you, wouldn't you be scared? Wouldn't you want to run? I know I would. Looking at the mirror every day, I want to run. I want to run far away. Away from this reality of mine. I just have to adjust to it. Honestly, I just need time. Time always heals. Eventually. Oh, we're here. It's like a hidden camp for all of us, quote-unquote, outcasts. That's what they call us. But they are very nice. I think you'll get along with them just fine. Just don't touch their food and they won't get angry. Here, I'll show you my place. It's not bad, isn't it? This place has been home for me. It's awesome. All right, here we are. I'm sorry if it's not much, but it's the best we got so far. Here, just sit down anywhere. It's fine. This place is an abandoned building. We decided to take it over since, well, it fits all of us. And this location's quite, well, it's pretty secluded. No one really comes around here anymore. It's nice. It's kind of like a little escape from reality. Being with those who truly understand how you feel. Actually, I met my first love here, too. Isn't that weird? We met a few years ago. I just moved in, and he was showing me around the place. He had such dreamy eyes and such a warm tone to his voice. He was also super kind. Kinda like you. Sadly, a few months ago, he was killed. It's rumored that he was captured by the police and just killed on spot, but we don't know. He left this for me. A little zigzag ring. And when he gave it to me, he told me this. Even through our ups and downs, we will always be connected. I kept it with me since. I feel as if this has helped me through the darkest times of my life. At least he's resting. He doesn't need to go through this no more. But I do miss him. He was a character. So caring. So kind and funny. You don't find those people often. I know he's watching over me. I just know he is. He is the reason why I continue fighting, even though I know my fate. I'll be captured and killed, or I'll die alone. But one of his comrades who was with him when he died told me, even though when he was cornered, he still fought to the bitter end, determination glaring in his eyes, ready to take them on, knowing he had no chance. He was a persistent man. Even on his last breaths, he refused to give up. I want to be like that. Even though I know what will happen, I can't just give up. Life itself is not about giving up. We were placed here for a reason, even though the end will never change. I thank you. A lot. It's just, you're so kind. And it feels nice to have that energy around. It's kind of gloomy over here. We've been losing a lot of people, and positive energy is what we need. I'm sorry for ranting again. I don't mean to waste your time. I just need someone to talk to. Just someone. Is it okay if I see your hand? It's so warm. It feels so safe. It's amazing. You kind of remind me of him, you know that? He was so warm. There is no good left in this world. There is something to hope for. If people like you exist, there's bound to be others. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for bringing so much hope into my life. I really needed this. What was that? Oh my god. They're here. They're here for us. They tracked us down with the... Oh god. They're gonna kill us all. Okay, calm down. You'll be fine. Oh god. Here, follow me. Please, just don't question it. Okay. Here, go inside. I want you to stay here. Okay? Just stay in here. Don't make a sound. And just... Look, they won't be able to see you, and if they do find you, they'll think you're some kind of victim. So you'll be fine. I promise. Okay? Just don't move. Listen, they are here for me. They're here for me. You don't deserve what's going to happen. Listen. I've been running for so long. But this is my chance to fight back. This is my chance to make a stand. Here, take this ring. It's yours now. I want you to keep it safe. Okay? Again, thank you for all your help. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is that you? From earlier? Oh. Are you all right? It makes me happy knowing that you're okay. Please don't worry about me. It makes me so happy knowing that people like you exist. But I have to say, I'm scared. I don't want to go too soon. I'm too young. Mama, are you proud of me? Could you sing me a lullaby to help me fall asleep? Such a lovely voice. Thank you again for being God bless you.